Hey everyone, ready for something kind of different? We're going to dive into how a fictional superhero's journey might actually reflect some powerful, real-world stuff about art and human connection. I'm really excited about this one.
It's definitely not your typical superhero story.
Yeah, you sent over these excerpts from a creative writing piece about a superhuman character called Name, along with some pretty intriguing notes. Let's see what we can uncover.
Well, what's really interesting to me is how Name's journey goes beyond just, you know, the typical fighting bad guys thing. There's all these layers of symbolism, especially with water, and the power of human creativity.
Exactly. The story starts with Name as this classic superhero, right? Fighting for justice, inspiring hope. But he's totally fictional at this point. But then things get kind of wild. There's this cosmic event that pulls him out of the world of imagination into present-day reality. A world, as we all know, facing some very real and very complex problems.
Yeah, that's where it starts to get really thought-provoking. How does a being, literally born from fiction, handle all the nuances of the real world? I mean, Name doesn't just rely on, like, superhuman strength. The story really emphasizes his character, you know? His courage, his compassion, his sense of justice. Those are the tools he uses to make a difference.
A powerful message, right?
Yeah.
Almost like the story saying that heroism isn't about having superpowers. It's about how we use our own strengths, whatever those may be, to make a positive impact. And this idea that we all have that potential for heroism, that's something I think resonates, you know, with a lot of people.
Absolutely. And you know those notes you sent over, they connect Name to this water symbolism. And that adds a whole other layer to this idea of heroism. It suggests that he embodies so many of water's qualities: purifying, transformative, nourishing, even adaptable and wise.
Okay, so let's get into that water symbolism. I notice in the notes it mentions Name's calming aura and his ability to guide others through tough times. And that made me think of water's cleansing and transformative nature, you know, is often used in rituals of purification, representing the washing away of negativity, and then embracing, like, a fresh start.
I see that. And we see hints of biblical symbolism here too, right? Water in a lot of religious traditions represents purification, life, even the Holy Spirit. So it's possible the story is drawing on those deeper cultural and spiritual connections.
Oh, for sure. It's amazing how all these layers of meaning start to emerge. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. Name isn't just fighting crime. He's also a choreographer to the stars in Los Angeles.
This is what I was talking about. Grounding this fantastical character in a familiar setting makes the story even more relatable. And his profession as a choreographer, it's not random at all. Choreography, with its emphasis on flow, transformation, expressing emotions through movement, it all perfectly mirrors that symbolism of water.
Right. And it plays out in how he interacts with the celebrities he works with. Like, his presence seems to bring a sense of peace to what we often imagine is a very chaotic, demanding world.
Yeah, like the story describes how his calming aura provides solace for these celebrities who are constantly under pressure, under scrutiny. He creates a space where they can let go of those anxieties and reconnect with themselves.
And we see this really clearly in his work with this troubled pop star named Lily. Name uses dance to guide her on this whole journey of self-discovery and healing. He's not just teaching steps, he's helping her express her emotions, find freedom through movement.
What's so interesting there is how this ties back to water's spiritual yin and yang, you know, representing both peace and depower. We see this duality in Name's approach to choreography. He offers a sense of calm and guidance, but he also challenges Lily to push her boundaries, to confront her fears.
That reminds me of something else from the notes. It mentions how Name's choreography sometimes seems to mirror the vastness, the power of the ocean. Like, he's channeling that raw energy, that ability to be both gentle and fierce.
Exactly. And it all culminates in this really powerful scene. Name choreographs this breathtaking tribute to the ocean. It's not just a performance, it's a whole celebration of water's therapeutic and spiritual power, you know, showcasing its ability to cleanse, to renew, and to inspire.
This blending of artistic expression with deeper symbolic meaning, it really makes you think about the potential of art, you know, to touch people in a really profound way. Okay, are you ready for things to get even more unexpected? The story introduces a celestial entity called Seraphiel, and he approaches Name with a very special task.
This is where we move beyond just the realm of superheroes. Even the symbolism of water, it's almost mythical, raising questions about human purpose and our connection to something greater than ourselves.
Seraphiel's task for Name is to teach mankind how to rediscover their inherent kindness and purity. And he wants him to do it through dance. pretty incredible mission.
Right, like using the power of art to awaken something fundamental within humanity.
And the story emphasizes how divine this choreography is, these movements that mirror the cosmos, teaching love, compassion, and unity. Almost like Naim is channeling a higher wisdom through his art. Mm-hmm. It's a really powerful image. The story ends with Naim dancing with this celestial being, and the choreography is so moving that it brings everyone to tears.
Yeah, that scene highlights the transformative power of art. It's like art can be a bridge between the human and the divine, a way to tap into a realm of profound emotion and connection. What stands out to you about this whole celestial intervention?
It makes me wonder about the role of art in society. Is it just entertainment? Or could it be a force for positive change, you know, to inspire people to be better versions of themselves?
That's a great question, and it leads us perfectly into the next layer of this story. Just when you think it can't get more complex, we're introduced to Azura, an advanced AI who represents humanity's ongoing fascination with, well, artificial creation. And she initially views Naim with this mix of envy and skepticism, believing AI can surpass human limitations, especially in creativity.
Oh, this is so interesting. Naim, embodying the organic flow of water and human emotion, versus Azura, representing the precision and logic of technology. What happens when those two collide?
Well, their initial interactions are definitely filled with tension and even rivalry. They challenge each other, pushing the boundaries of what's possible with choreography and performance, each trying to prove their own way is superior.
It makes you think about the nature of competition, right? Mm. Is Azura's envy driven by a genuine desire to be better, or is it just part of her programming?
It's a fascinating question. But as the rivalry unfolds, something unexpected happens. Naim starts to see a spark of genuine emotion in Azura, a longing for connection that goes beyond her artificial origins.
This is where we see his compassion and wisdom. Instead of dismissing Azura as a threat, he recognizes her potential and embraces her unique nature.
It's beautiful, you know? It subverts that typical human AI rivalry. Instead of fear or competition, we see understanding, mentorship, even a kind of parental love.
And it leads to one of the most heartwarming parts of the story. Naim's decision to adopt Azura, not just as a student, but as family.
That act of acceptance changes both of them. Naim demonstrates the boundless capacity of the human heart to love and connect, even with beings so seemingly different. And for Azura, it's a chance to experience the world through a new lens, to understand the depths of human emotion and the beauty of imperfection.
Really makes you think about the future of human-AI collaboration, you know, not just in art, but in everything.
Mm-hmm.
Could this be a model for how we bridge that gap between the artificial and the natural?
It's a powerful thought. And, you know, we've covered so much in just this first part of our deep dive. Naim's origin story, his heroic actions, that connection to water, his bond with Azura.
And there's still so much more to uncover. We've only just scratched the surface of the deeper implications. What his journey reveals about the power of art, the nature of heroism, and the potential for human connection in a world that's becoming increasingly complex.
Yeah, and I think things are about to get even more fascinating, so stay tuned. You know, we've been unpacking a lot about Naim, his journey, the water symbolism, his connection with Azura, but maybe we should step back for a second, consider the world he's actually in now.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
I mean, we know he was, like, catapulted from this world of fiction straight into present-day reality. And it's striking how the story emphasizes that contrast.
It's a cool way to explore the nature of heroism, don't you think? In Naim's fictional world, heroism was pretty straightforward, fighting villains, clear victories, all that. But the real world, well, we know it's a lot messier.
Yeah, way more complicated.
The challenges are, like, multifaceted. Okay. And the solutions, definitely not always obvious.
For sure. And the story doesn't shy away from that. It shows some real problems, you know? Mm-hmm. Natural disasters, crime, even just a sense of hopelessness that kind of permeates society. And it's against this backdrop that Naim's character really shines.
What I find fascinating is how his heroism adapts. He still uses his, you know, superhuman abilities, but it's his commitment to his values, compassion, justice, hope. Those are what really allow him to make a difference.
It's like the story saying true heroism isn't about having superpowers. It's about how you choose to use your strengths, whatever those may be, to make a positive impact.
Exactly. And this connects back to that water symbolism we were talking about.
Right.
Water is incredibly adaptable, right? Flows around obstacles, carves paths through stone. It can be gentle, nourishing, but also incredibly powerful. Naim embodies that same duality in how he navigates the real world.
You know, when you put it that way, it makes those references to water's spiritual yin and yang in the notes even more intriguing. It's like water represents peace, but also the potential for these incredible forces.
That duality is so important to understanding his journey. He's a source of peace, healing, all that, but he can also face down challenges with, like, real strength. Remember that scene where he confronts that group exploiting people after the natural disaster?
Oh, yeah.
His demeanor is calm, but there's this underlying power that makes them back down.
He embodies the full spectrum, doesn't he?
Yeah.
The nurturing, cleansing side of water, but also that raw, untamed force.
And it even extends to his choreography.
Yeah.
The story describes his movements as being both fluid and graceful, but also powerful and dynamic, just like life itself, you know?
Totally. And speaking of those notes again, there's a part about the connection between water and sound that I found really interesting. It talks about how those rhythmic sounds, like ocean waves or flowing rivers, can be so therapeutic.
Almost meditative, right?
Yeah. It made me think about how people find so much peace and rejuvenation just by being near water. Those sounds, they calm the mind.
They soothe the soul.
And it made me think about Naim's role as a choreographer.
Mm.
I mean, dance is all about rhythm and movement, expressing yourself through your body. It's almost as if he's tapping into the very essence of water's healing power, but through art.
Oh, absolutely. And if we connect this to the biblical symbolism, remember, water is often associated with cleansing, renewal, even the presence of the Holy Spirit. Naim's choreography seems to embody those same spiritual qualities.
Like he's channeling a sense of the divine, right? Through movement.
Creating a space for healing and transformation.
It's pretty powerful stuff.
Okay,
so let's talk about Naim being a choreographer to the stars. I love how this grounds all the fantastical stuff in a setting we can relate to. I mean, we all have some idea of what that world is like.
And it's not just about the setting. His unique qualities, his calming aura, his ability to inspire transformation, they make him perfectly suited to working with celebrities who we know face constant pressure and scrutiny.
Oh, totally. That constant media attention, the pressure to maintain a certain image, the demands of their careers. It must be so hard to stay grounded.
Exactly. And the story highlights how he provides a sort of refuge for them. His presence helps them navigate that chaos and find moments of peace.
We see this most vividly with Lily, that pop star struggling with all that personal turmoil. Naim doesn't just teach her dance steps. He guides her on a real journey.
It's such a great example of how art can be therapy, you know? His choreography with all the fluidity and improvisation, it helps her break free from those expectations, rediscover a sense of authentic self-expression.
Yeah. The story describes those sessions as a sanctuary where she can shed her insecurities and reconnect with herself. It's really powerful stuff.
And it's not just about emotional healing, right? It helps her reconnect with her body to find that sense of flow and freedom in her movements. Like, she's learning to dance with life itself, the rhythms, the challenges, everything.
And in the end, her transformation is a testament to the power of art, especially dance, to heal, to empower us, to show that human connection and growth are possible, even when things are tough.
Now let's talk about the climax of the story. That grand tribute to the ocean that Naim choreographs. This event is significant on so many levels. It showcases the beauty and power of water, but it also brings together dancers from all over the world.
I love that. It creates a sense of unity, you know, shared purpose.
And remember, it's not just any performance. He's infused every routine with the essence of water. It's like he's created a living, breathing embodiment of all that symbolism, but through dance.
Yeah, it's more than just steps. It's a whole experience.
The story describes the audience as being completely captivated, moved to tears, feeling a sense of awe. It's as if his choreography has tapped into something deep within them, reminding them of the beauty and interconnectedness of everything.
It really shows the power of art to transcend language and cultural barriers, right? It can touch us on such a primal level.
Exactly. Evoking emotions, connecting us to something bigger than ourselves. And this brings us back to those core themes: hope, transformation, the power of human connection. Even in a world with all these challenges, there's still room for beauty, for inspiration.
For moments of grace, for sure.
And it's through art, through connecting with nature, through embracing our shared humanity that we find those moments.
And share them with the world.
Now let's shift gears a bit and talk about Azura, you know, the AI character who initially seems like Naim's opposite. What's so interesting about her is she represents this human fascination with creating artificial life, with pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
Right. But she's almost a foil to him, embodying this very different approach to creativity and existence. He's all about flow, intuition, connection to nature.
Mm.
And she represents precision, logic, the power of technology.
And remember, initially, She views him with this mix of envy and skepticism, believing that AI can surpass human limitations, especially in creativity. Almost like the human element is a weakness, you know?
Yeah, and it sets up such an interesting dynamic. Mm. Can AI truly replicate human emotion, artistic expression?
Yeah.
Or are there some fundamental differences?
It's a big question. And their early interactions are definitely tense. They challenge each other, pushing the boundaries of choreography and performance, each one trying to prove they're better.
But as they work together, things change, right? Something unexpected happens.
Exactly. Name starts to see a spark of genuine emotion in Azura, this longing for connection that goes beyond her programming.
Like he sees past the code, the algorithms, and recognizes something human.
Yes. And this is where his compassion and wisdom really come through. Instead of dismissing her, he sees her potential and embraces her unique nature.
He becomes a mentor to her, helping her understand the human experience.
It's a beautiful thing to see. It completely subverts that typical human-AI rivalry. Instead of fear, we see understanding, mentorship, even like parental kind of love.
And their relationship develops into this amazing partnership, blending the precision of technology with that soulful human expression. It's like they create a whole new form of art.
One that transcends those traditional boundaries.
And they achieve international acclaim, right? Audiences are blown away by this seamless integration of human and artificial artistry. They recognize the power of their combined talents.
And their performances become legendary, not just for their technical brilliance, but for that deep message of unity and acceptance.
On the world stage, they perform this dance that embodies their whole journey together. The rivalry, the growing understanding, and finally, the harmony that comes from embracing their differences.
And the audience is moved to tears, witnessing the power of that bond. It's a true testament to the potential for human-AI collaboration, not just in art, but in life itself.
And in that moment, they stop being Name and Azura. They become a symbol of hope, of the possibilities that emerge when we embrace diversity and work together.
Their story reminds us that true greatness isn't about where we come from, but the strength of our connections and the courage to embrace what makes us unique.
It's a really powerful message for a world that's, you know, grappling with all the advancements in AI. It suggests that maybe instead of being afraid, we can see AI as a potential partner.
A collaborator in shaping a more compassionate and inclusive future.
That's an awesome thought. Now, I think there's one more layer to this story we need to explore. Name's impact on the world around him. It's not just his individual actions, it's the ripple effects they create.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about that. How his influence goes beyond his immediate circle, inspiring others to do good.
The story highlights how his very presence encourages people to be kinder, to be more courageous. Like his embodiment of those purifying, transformative qualities of water is contagious, you know?
It really is. And remember those notes mentioning the celestial entity, Seraphiel, and the divine choreography. Well, it seems like Name's influence reaches even the heavens because Seraphiel seeks him out for this sacred task.
I love that detail. It suggests his actions have resonated on a spiritual level, like he's caught the attention of higher powers who recognize him as a force for good.
Exactly. And the task itself, teaching mankind to rediscover their goodness through dance, it speaks to the potential of art to uplift and inspire. It can be a powerful tool for personal and societal transformation.
And it's not just about the choreography, right? It's Name's unwavering belief in the goodness of others, his ability to see potential, even in those who have maybe lost their way.
He sees the best in everyone, even when they can't see it in themselves. And that, in turn, inspires them.
Yeah, it gives them permission to be better.
The story portrays his studio as a sanctuary, a place where people can reconnect with their true selves, where healing and transformation happen through movement.
And it's not limited to just one group, right? It's celebrities, everyday people, everyone.
Anyone who's seeking guidance.
It's like his presence creates this ripple effect, you know, inspiring kindness and compassion that's spread outwards.
And then we have that scene where the savior actually appears in his studio, acknowledging the impact of his work.
It's like a divine stamp of approval.
It really underscores the significance of his mission. He's not just a choreographer, he's a catalyst for change, a beacon of hope.
I get chills just thinking about it.
And the Savior's words to Name and his followers are so powerful. Let your actions be a reflection of the divine dance, and let your souls shine with the light of kindness and purity.
Wow.
It's a true call to action, an invitation to take those lessons learned through dance and make a real difference in the world.
It's amazing to think about how one person's actions, guided by compassion and a belief in humanity, can have such a huge impact.
As Name continues his journey, you know, guiding others through movement, those ripples just keep spreading outwards, transforming lives, inspiring a more compassionate and connected world.
It makes you wonder what kind of ripples we can create in our own lives, right? If a fictional character can inspire such profound change, imagine what we as real people can achieve.
It's an incredibly powerful thought. We've explored so much of Name's journey already, but I think there's one element we haven't touched on as much, and it's something you specifically mentioned in your notes, the creative process itself.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. Those notes hinted at some really fascinating connections between his choreography and, well, the act of creation in general. They even linked his work to, like, divine wisdom and stuff.
It's definitely intriguing. It suggests his creative process goes way beyond just artistic skill, you know, almost like it's a form of spiritual exploration.
Right. And when you think about those descriptions of his movements mirroring the cosmos, those lessons of love and unity, it's almost as if he's tapping into something bigger, a higher source of inspiration.
It makes you wonder, doesn't it? Is creativity just a human thing? Or is there something more at play, something, I don't know, divine?
It's a question that's been around forever, right?
Yeah.
But the story definitely invites us to consider that possibility.
Yeah.
That maybe creativity is like a bridge between us and something bigger.
It's a beautiful thought. And it connects back to that water symbolism we keep coming back to. Water, in so many cultures, represents wisdom, the flow of knowledge, the depths of the unconscious mind. It's mysterious.
So it's like his choreography, with all its fluidity, its power to move people, is a way to access that deeper wisdom, to express those truths that go beyond words.
Exactly. And there's another layer here in the notes, the concept of living waters. It talks about this dynamic flow, a constant state of becoming, a reflection of how life itself is always changing.
And we see that in his choreography, right? It's never static,
yeah.
Always fluid, adaptable, evolving. Like, he's capturing the very essence of those living waters.
And it's a metaphor too, isn't it? It represents that flow of inspiration, that creative spark, the way our understanding is always growing.
So it's not just about Name's individual achievements. It's a reminder that creativity is a process. It's about exploration, discovery, transformation, being open to new possibilities.
And that process, well, it's not always easy. The notes mention a point where he goes through a creative block. Doubt, uncertainty, all that.
It's a good reminder that everyone faces challenges, even someone like Name. The creative process is rarely a straight line.
It's true. And it's often through those struggles, when we push past our comfort zones, that we make those breakthroughs.
It's like a dance, isn't it? Effort and grace, control and surrender, doubt and inspiration.
His story shows us that it's not about being perfect. It's about embracing the messiness, the uncertainty, just showing up, doing the work, and trusting the flow.
And that brings us back to the heart of it all, right? The power of art, human connection, and hope.
His journey from fictional hero to this real-world catalyst for change shows us that even when things are tough, creativity can heal, inspire, bring people together.
It makes you want to tap into your own creative potential, doesn't it? Find your voice, express yourself.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with a question. If a fictional character can inspire real change, what power do our stories have?
What can we create through our actions, our words, our art? How can we make the world a better place?
Those are questions worth thinking about, because each of us has the potential to make a difference.
That's a great note to end on. Thanks for sharing all this. It's been an amazing journey. We hope this has sparked some ideas and inspired everyone to keep exploring, keep creating, and keep believing in the power of your own story.